This is the UCLA Mindful Weekly Meditation, recorded at the Hammer Museum. Each week, Diana Winston, Dr. Allison Pimentel, or one of the UCLA Mindful teachers, leads a 30-minute guided session offering a variety of themes and practices to cultivate self-awareness, emotion regulation, and increased well-being. Thanks for joining us.
Hello, everyone. Hi, so good to see you. Welcome. Oh, thanks. Welcome. Welcome to the Hammer Museum Meditation Thursday afternoon, where we get to come together in community and practice cultivating qualities of heart and mind that that benefit us individually and us as a collective. So I thank you for being here. I welcome you. My name is Allison Pimentel. And I just wanted to get a sense, who here is here for the first time? Show of hands, welcome. And who's a new meditator? Only a couple new meditators? Well, okay, a few. Welcome. Wonderful. It's so good to have you. And who is a long-time meditator? Okay, so we have a mix of long-timers and newcomers, and this practice of mindfulness meditation really meets us wherever we are in our journey, in our practice. I wanted to open today by reading you a quote by Rezma Menachem. He's an author and a somatic healer, and he wrote a beautiful book called My Grandmother's Hands. And in it, he says, "Few skills are more essential than the ability to settle your body. If you can settle your body, you are more likely to be calm, alert, and fully present, no matter what's going on around you. A calm, settled body is the foundation for health, for healing, for helping others, and for changing the world." It's a bold claim that meditating can change the world. But let's unpack that a little bit. I'm gonna share some thoughts and reflections with you for just a few minutes, and then I'll guide you in a practice of about 20-25 minutes of guided meditation. We'll be exploring some of these themes, and then I'll be available for Q&A at the end. So we come here to practice mindfulness, to practice what Rezma Menachem is talking about, calming the body, settling the body, opening the heart. And mindfulness really is a way of paying attention. It's a way of paying attention that is intentional, because you choose to. You all came here today choosing to spend your half hour in this way. We're paying attention to this moment that's happening now, not the one that came before or the one that will come next. We're really working with reality. You know, the past is a memory. The future is a fantasy. You know, we're here now. This is the moment that we have promised. And we practice paying attention to this moment with kindness, with openness, with a willingness to be with what is, to really meet the moment as it is, not because we accept the injustices or the status quo, but because when we actually are responding to what is, to reality, we can have a much more skillful response. So that's what we're doing in our practice. And the more we practice settling the body, the more we radiate that calm, that energy of balance in the world, right? And in that way, our practice benefits not only us, but everybody around us. And I've been having a very, very tangible, embodied, visceral experience of this recently, because we recently adopted a dog, a big, huge, massive, 95-pound mixed breed dog named Monty. And when leaving the house to walk him, when we first got him, he was so overexcited. He was just bounding around the foyer. He would bump into me, like sort of, I would almost fall because of, you know, 95 pounds of exuberance and muscle. And we worked with a trainer on how to manage that transition more comfortably and steadily. And the trainer pointed out that I was sort of standing there really tense, tight, with the leash in my hand, you know, sort of trying to manage this transition out of the front door. And he said, you know, you have to embody the calm that you want to walk into the world with your dog. And that calm has to radiate down your arm into the leash and into your dog. And it was a really special moment when, you know, the trainer pointed out my physical, my embodied tension, and I released my shoulders down my back and I let my arm drop, and Monty sat. His ears went back and he sighed, and that was the sign for us to cross the threshold. And whether the thresholds we are crossing are, you know, just outside of our door, just to go out into the day, or they're more significant, momentous, meaningful, new decades of life, births, deaths, new developmental phases, relationships beginning or ending, these are moments of transition that are really important to tend to. And the energy that we carry over the threshold affects how we're going to move in the world. John Donahue writes about thresholds. A threshold is not a simple boundary. It's a frontier that divides two different territories, rhythms, and atmospheres. It is wise in your own life to be able to recognize and acknowledge the key thresholds, to take your time, to feel all the varieties of presence that accrue there, to listen inward with complete attention until you hear the inner voice calling you forward. The time has come to cross. So this is what we do when we practice meditation. We are attending and feeling all the varieties of presence that accrue in this moment. And we turn to them with our complete attention, or at least we try to. It's very hard to stay there. Just like a dog that you're training to sit and stay, the mind will keep going off. There's nothing wrong with that. It's an opportunity to strengthen the muscle of mindfulness, of awareness. And then when we've created the conditions, the nervous system, the field that we want to embody and radiate, we can then cross the threshold. So let's practice cultivating some of these qualities in our sit today. You ready? Okay, great. So find a comfortable way of being in your body. If you're here, you're sitting in these comfortable seats, and there is a tendency to recline, because they are so comfortable. Even if you're reclining, see if you can bring some alertness, some elongation, some sense of awakeness into the body. And if you're at home listening to this, then maybe you're lying down or even standing up. There's no one right posture for meditation practice. And as we begin to transition into our period of practice, I invite you to take some of your own breaths that are a little deeper and that lengthen on the exhale. So you might just breathe in, and then if it's comfortable, through the mouth or through the nose, just breathe out a little longer. Maybe like you're blowing out candles on a cake. Lengthening the out-breath begins to calm the nervous system. Just relax the body. Signal to the body that It's time for rest and ease. And when you're done with your longer exhales, you can let the breath fall back into its natural rhythm without changing it or controlling it in any way, just letting it flow. You might sense into the back body, the back of your head, your shoulders and your back. Maybe your back's resting on the chair, backs of your legs, your heels pointing back behind you. Just taking a moment to contact the past, what happened before, behind, all the ways that you have been supported, all those who have had your back. And then bringing the awareness to the front body, the forehead, and the nose, and the lips, and the chin, the neck and the chest, and the front of the legs and the knees and the feet pointing forward into the future and all that is yet to come. In this practice, it sometimes said, yesterday is history, tomorrow is a mystery. So let's come into the present now. And feel your feet on the ground. And sense the earth beneath your feet. Sensing the energies of the earth there. Connecting with the support of the earth, how it holds you. Allowing yourself to feel held in this moment. Allowing yourself to sense into the natural support around you, the support of the earth, the hug of gravity, the embrace of air all around you. This air just waiting to become your breath. You might even give yourself permission in these few precious moments we have to rest. To put down the busyness of the mind and enter into this space of relative quiet stillness. This field that we create together of bodies regulating and radiating that energy of calm into the world. It's a powerful, powerful thing. As we sit here together, we can open to sound. The sounds coming from within you, the inner sounds. The sounds around you, the outer sounds. See if you can just receive whatever sound there may be with openness. Without labeling it or judging it, just experiencing it, feeling. And as the body continues to settle, like water finding its level, you might ask yourself, is there anything I can do to make myself more comfortable in this moment? Maybe it's a subtle shift in the body, a relaxation in the face, softening of the shoulders. Very deliberately now, beginning to invite and allow and receive to whatever degree is possible. More ease in the body by continuing to soften whatever is tight or held or constricted. You might notice if there is gripping in the feet or the face, and allow it to soften. Just taking your time, as John O'Donohue says, to feel all the varieties of presence. To listen inward with complete attention. Bringing the awareness now to the mind, just noticing the quality of mind that is present. Is there agitation in the mind or a sense of relative calm, quiet? To whatever degree it's possible, just inviting the mind the thoughts to soften. No need to try to abolish the thoughts, make them go away. You can just let them be, but don't get caught up in them. See if you can drop the story. Just noticing. What's present? And then you might check in with the emotions, the region of the heart. Just sensing into whatever feelings are present right now for you. What's here? See if you can receive whatever is here, whatever feelings, with open arms. Just settling and receiving without judgment. Your full presence here. When the mind goes off, it's not a problem. Once you've noticed it's wandered, you can return to the sound of my voice, the instructions. It's a training of the mind, like the training of a dog to stay present. Over and over, we bring ourselves back. We learn to sit and stay, relax. You can use the sensation of your feet on the floor, or the experience of opening to sound, or the feeling of the breath moving through the body as a sort of home base, the place where you sit and stay. A gentle tether to this present moment. helpful for some people to add a silent mental note on the in-breath and the out-breath. You might silently repeat with each inhale, inhaling, I calm my body. Exhaling, I relax my mind. Inhaling, I calm my body. Exhaling, I relax my mind. You can work with that repetition if it feels supportive to you. If not, you can just let it go. And this time we are cultivating presence. We're sitting. We're staying. Inhaling, I calm the body. Exhaling, I relax the mind. And in the final moments of practice, I'll offer you some questions for contemplation. Like dropping a pebble in a pond, noticing what ripples forth for you. You might ask yourself, at what threshold am I now standing? Small or large? With what energy do I wish to cross it? How do I wish to walk forward into the next moment, day, period? What do I want to bring with me into the world? What do I want to radiate out? Threshold is not a simple boundary. It's a frontier that divides two different territories, rhythms, and atmospheres. It is wise in your own life to be able to recognize and acknowledge the key thresholds, to take your time, to feel all the varieties of presence that accrue there, to listen inward with complete attention until you hear the inner voice calling you forward. The time has come to cross. When you're ready, beginning to bring some gentle movement back into the body, maybe stretching or wiggling the fingers, toes, deepening the breath and finding that long exhale again, like you're blowing out the candles of your birthday cake. And then as you're ready, slowly opening your eyes. May we all cross the threshold into the rest of our days and lives, moving from a place of groundedness and compassion and a sense of the possibility in community. Thank you so much for your practice. It's beautiful to be with you, and I'll be out front to answer any questions or just to say hello. Thank you.
Thanks for listening to the UCLA Mindful Weekly Meditation from the Hammer Museum. For more information about our classes, workshops, and retreats, please visit uclahealth.org/UCLA Mindful. Join us each week for a new session on mindfulness.